Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Under zero circumstances are the Celtics better without Kyrie Irving.
He's done in Boston. And you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The teammates will help him pack.
And it's been a blast.
Do you believe tonight is the last time we will see Kyrie Irving in a Boston Celtics uniform?
I think it will be.
Gonna miss you, but like Dale said, you're not gonna be far.
If he can't handle playing in Boston, he got no chance of playing in New York.
Porzingis has a more modified skill set than even Davis does.
Good thing you know basketball.
Boston gonna win tomorrow, I guarantee it.
I guarantee you.
What I tell y'all, dude?
Right now.
Let me guess, you play in the men's league.
Yeah, every Thursday night, dude.
Shocker.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Now, Mike Francesa is not a basketball guy. Anybody that would tell me that Porzingis has a wider skill set than Anthony Davis, get out of here.
The game's trending away from Anthony Davis.
Please, we're basketball guys. We wouldn't make some stupid statement like Mike Francesa.
Well, you know, it's funny, though. You know, you're finally coming around to, including us. Because usually, Lou, what happens is you're the baseball guy, I'm the football guy. Glenn, by default, is the basketball guy. Nobody's a soccer guy. Right. Nobody wants to be it, right? But I realize all you have to do to become a basketball guy is watch the games.
One game.
All you have to do is watch
one
the game.
Just one
you
game.
Don't have to play the sport. You don't have to play it in college. You don't have to be a coach. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
You become a basketball guy when you watch the games.
Yep.
So you can have just as much credibility as the next guy who thinks he's a basketball guy.
I'm a basketball guy.
I didn't think it was
guy.
That difficult. You
I played
are.
Basketball in high school.
I played in my backyard just the other day. I told my son, listen, keep your elbow in and follow through. It's like a cookie jar up there. So you put your hand in the cookie jar so you follow through.
I just
That's
played.
My coaching point.
I just
a
played
basketball
during
guy.
During the break with the little hoop that we have in the office.
Hey, you know what? The trash can.
Just
if you're throwing your trash in the trash can right behind Lou,
listen,
you're a basketball guy.
I got to give you credit, though, because, and I laughed at you when you originally said it.
You know why you laughed at me?
Why? Because I didn't think you were a basketball guy.
You didn't think I was a basketball guy.
Now you know.
Now you feel
perception
it, right?
Perception is everything.
Now
reality.
You know it.
Right. And so you came out and you originally said, you got to look at Kyrie's numbers against Milwaukee in three games. And I said, stop it. It's a short little sample. Three games? And you said, they really have his number. And they do. Because you can look at the defense they're playing right now. They're limiting the space he has. He's actually getting fouled now and going to the free throw line because they've got guys lined up in the paint. He can't find that space. Usually he slips through bodies. And nobody touches him. So he gets the inside shot, but he doesn't get to the free throw line. Now he's going to the free throw line. Too many bodies. So, you know, what do in game five? How do you turn
that
around?
Well, it's funny you should say that because, you know, I like to surround myself with basketball guys.
It's a good idea because you're a basketball guy.
And I've got two here. And I played in high school in murals just like everybody else. So it was beautiful. So I went to my other basketball guy, Gary Washburn. He broke it all down. Can the Celtics win game five, he asks.
Okay.
Here's what they must do to extend the series. Now, we had this little quiz earlier. I told you guys to prepare for it. So I want you, Glenn, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Because I know you're a basketball guy.
I am.
So what do they think? Because he gives four reasons. What do
four.
You think one of them might be and how they must, what they must do to extend this series tonight?
Okay.
Give me one.
So I'll give you one. I just talked about the way they're overplaying Kyrie. So they start with Bledsoe, and he's a physical guy, and then they put a big guy, and they deny the lane. So what I would say is that he penetrates into the paint. He tries to lose Bledsoe with a little pick and pop, and then up top, Al Horford. So he's got to have an above-average game, Lou.
Yep.
He's got to have a big night, but it's got to be Al Horford wide open up top, and Kyrie uses the fact that they're trying to shut him down to open up another player's game, and they win the game.
Wow, that's
and they extend it to six.
That's impressive. That's that's a lot of detail.
Love
wait, you
it.
Give him what? What? You give him a?
You
are you give him a buzzer?
Wrong.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
Yep.
Screw
reasons,
you. I'm wrong.
Things they
I'm
must
a basketball
do.
Guy.
Number one by Gary Washburn is the Celtics have to hit shots.
Ah, damn it.
Damn.
You know what?
Okay,
I wrote that down. I wrote that down, but hold on, let me look at my notes.
I'll give you a chance.
You know what? I wrote that down, but I did. Okay.
So now I ask you, Christian Fourier, what must the Boston Celtics do today to extend the series?
Now I'm nervous. I might feel like that guy on Jeopardy.
Go ahead.
All right, so obviously defense is an important part of this game, right? And, you know, the third quarter issues.
Yes.
What I would like these guys to do is not just give up on the switches. I would like these guys to either fight through screens or not just use their ego and try and play defense on a bigger guy just because they think, you know, they have to. That needs to be part of it. Fight through screens. What? I'm not even done.
No, it's not fight through screens.
I had so much more analysis.
No, you are wrong.
Christian, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm done.
Nope. Number two, you get way too in-depth there. All they have to do is play better defense.
Well, I mean, partial credit for that. Number two,
Celtics have to play better defense.
That's all I had to do?
Yep. So, Glenn, keep going.
You wasted all this time. Okay, here's mine. They have been the victim, not just here in the playoff series against Milwaukee, but they did it against Indiana, a team that has trouble scoring, and they did it all season long, and that is they were the victim of runs. Okay? Runs. And you can't be the victim of runs. You can't get a 28-2 run. You can't get a 16-2 run. So a couple things. One, maybe Brad Stevens should think about calling timeouts. Second of all, the guys need to understand that when they get runs, you need to get good shots. Because if you get good shots, you break the run. What they do is they wilt under the run, and they start jacking them up and playing individual basketball.
I mean, is this...
How is that wrong?
He's going to get docked.
Basketball.
Hold on. You're going to get docked a point for talking too much. Giving too much analysis.
Jesus. You're wrong.
That's not a scouting report.
A lot of depth there.
Right out of Reg's book.
You're wrong. Number three... According to Gary Washburn, the things they must do to win. The Celtics have to play hard for 48 minutes.
Damn. Okay,
hold on. Can I go again?
Can you get the last one?
I think I got it.
I didn't think of that.
I think, you know what? We're too good at this. Our basketball IQ, our basketball guy IQ is so high that we're overanalyzing it.
I hate to look down on people.
Here's what we need to do.
Don't do that.
I mean, Glenn, we need to think... Like other basketball guys talk and think about other guys who just watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try and dub it down.
Go ahead.
Try and dub it down. Okay, so what's been the issue? You talked about the runs, big issue with the runs. Those runs usually occurred
Kyrie.
In the third quarter. Giannis wasn't out there. Backups were in. I think the guys who don't play too much.
Yeah? Like
the guys that don't play a lot, they need to play better.
Wow, that's good.
Oh! Yeah! My mic.
Yes.
I feel like
number four thing they need to do tonight to win this game is the bench needs to show up. In other words, all their players need to be better.
It's the Zoolander approach. That's what you need to do. You need to think like Derek. You need to think like Derek Zoolander if you're going to give an answer to this.
How can you write something so simple? So the four things that they need to do to extend the series: they got to hit shots, they got to defend better. They got to play hard for 48 minutes, and the bench needs to show up.
Well, you know, you're trying to hit a...
You guys are giving me way too much in-depth.
Well, basketball guys, hold on.
But he's writing for the Globe. He's writing for everybody. He's not writing for the basketball guys. He's writing for everybody out there. Men, women, children, everybody.
So you
got
to dumb it down.
Hockey guys.
You
got
to dumb it down.
Soccer guys, everybody.
See, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, we're too detailed.
Number one was hit shots.
Hit shots. Score points. Play defense. And that's why they made it so unbelievably simple, right? Because basketball guys don't think that other people are bright enough to realize this. So let me just keep it really simple. Play defense. Okay, check mark. Okay, I know what that means. Make some shots. Okay, if I make some shots, that means I get points, right? So if I get points and I score a lot of shots, maybe I can score more points than the other guy.
I'm actually surprised that's not number five. Score more points than the Bucks.
That's pretty simple. That's like, hey, be efficient on third down.
Hold on, score in the red zone. Hold on, Lou.
Hey, finish drives.
Lou, are you sure that will do it?
I know. I think if you that do might that, get it back
are you
here
sure
for
you
game
can
six.
Win? Okay. Because there were three other choices.
Smoke.
All right, back to the phone calls we go. Where are we going here? We're going to Rich. Rich is in West Roxbury. What do you got, Rich?
Hey, guys. There's something that's driving me crazy is this series on switches with, you guys alluded to it earlier, with Giannis. Why are other people switching on Giannis? It should be Baines or Horford. There's only two guys that can guard him.
Because Kyrie...
all their points when they're switching on him.
Yeah, because Kyrie I think, has a huge ego, and I think he wants to be the one that picks up on Giannis. It's the only reason I have, because after watching this game again, I'm sitting there going, there are times it made no sense. And he was directing people away from him. So you're right. That made no sense, and that's a conversation.
There were a lot of times when
Kyrie. That's a good idea.
And you're right, Rich, but because there were times when Kyrie wasn't even picked, wasn't even screened. He just actually chose to cover Giannis. I mean, it made absolutely no sense.
He's like a foot shorter.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
You know what? It's a little bit too much detail for me, Rich.
can you
say the same
really
thing,
Rich? I Rich, dumb it down.
Rich, could you? Yeah, a little more for me, please, because I was just baptized a basketball guy the other day because I realized I DVR'd the game and I actually watched it again.
That's pretty good.
You know, because Glenn says I got to watch it at least 30 times.
Dedication.
Do you get
right
your diploma in the mail for that?
I'm not really sure how it works. I think you get a podcast.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens.
No, they stamp your hand.
You know, and then you change your Twitter emoji, whatever that thing is called, to like a Celtics
NBA
basketball
expert.
Green. Yeah. And, you know, your detail.
Instead
basketball
of getting
guy.
A blue check mark.
Can we add that
get a little
to,
our, basketball
to the OMF
emoji.
Account? Yeah. OMF, such a bunch of basketball guys.
Guy. We can
talking
do that.
Basketball.
See, we can do that.
But I'm in the locker room every day.
They were just choking the paint.
I asked questions.
I asked Brad Stevens a question.
I had an agent once tell me a story.
I quoted him as a source. I didn't even get. I know the rules as a basketball guy.
Here's
shoot a three.
Here's Billy in California next up on EEI.
All I want to hear from basketball guys. Billy, are you a basketball guy?
I love basketball. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Billy. Today.
Sure, Billy, dude.
Marijuana it's legalized healthy. In California first.
Yeah. What? Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to comment about Terry Rozier. I feel like we haven't been talking about him as much. He had a breakout performance last playoffs. And the Celtics are so lucky to have Terry Rozier, Kyrie Irving on their roster. Why aren't they pushing the gas and just like blowing teams out? Because they could really run the court if Terry runs half a game and then Kyrie runs half a game. Like, why aren't they utilizing that more to their benefit?
Because he sucks right now, Billy. So he's not playing the
Billy,
way he did last year.
What are you blowing out right now?
He sucks.
Seriously.
I like it, Billy.
I'm so lazy.
No, dude, I like it.
I love our California callers. Hey, the app does work. Hey, see that, Glenn? It works.
Yeah, that's right, though.
Radio.com. Stream us live. 24/7.
That laugh was the best.
Here's John in Andover. Hey, John in Andover, what do you got today?
Hi, guys.
What's
hey,
up?
I'm a basketball guy.
All right, good. Well, you can talk. You're allowed to talk then.
With us.
Yep. So, hey, look, I think we should keep Kyrie, and I think we have plenty of evidence to already tell us that Kyrie is a better number two than a number one. But he's great to keep around if we get Anthony Davis, because the guy will score like crazy if all the focus is not on him. It's been proven he can be a number two and really go nuts. And if they got Anthony Davis, he would allow Anthony Davis to be the number one, take all the focus off of Kyrie, and Kyrie could score.
See, I'm not sure,
one
John.
Last thing.
I'm not sure, and Scal brought this up earlier. I'm not sure a point guard can be that guy that you want him to be. He can facilitate, and this guy certainly can score. But you need a wing guy. You need a guy that's got strength. That's why Giannis is so frightening, because he's a wing guy that can play with the back to the basket down low. He's got a little bit of Shaq in him, and he's got a terrific wing game. So maybe it's just we're being unfair to Kyrie. We're expecting him to be that guy.
So that was my second point. I still stand by my first point. I think Kyrie, if he hangs around, is going to be top NBA player with Anthony Davis in the lineup. But the last thing is I think it's just basketball. I'm not saying old Boston Celtics, just old NBA. And if you took a look at what Giannis is doing right now, the idea of just letting him drift down the lane and no one touches him, he would get crushed. 10, 15 years ago, Lambert, they would just...
I know, but who cares? Here's the thing.
It's a different game.
Not to quote the great Kyrie Irving, But who cares?
Yeah, it's
so what? So what? What would happen to him if he played 20 years ago?
Who cares? It's not 20 years ago. But hold on, I think John is wrong because he is getting hit and he's going to the free throw line because that's the way the game is called these days. But you know, Scal was talking about he's got that Euro step. He's got a gigantic leaping ability through the. I don't know how you stop him.
It's very long.
I'm serious. I think he's very difficult.
Hey, here's the thing.
To stop. And well, he's only going to get
the
better.
The only chance you
Does
have
Washburn is on the list.
Is that on that list?
Do you have a way to stop? Giannis?
Why is there only four things?
Giannis, not good.
Why not five?
You got to have Giannis.
And his four is an odd number. But don't you almost have to go back to that wall? I mean, the difference is, I guess now he's kind of coming in from an angle a little bit more times.
Yeah, they're moving him.
Make the others beat you?
Yeah. Look, they're at home, and you're adding Brogdon now, who's their best three-point shooter. He shot over 40%.
But I'm just saying, like, that's the only way.
Yeah.
You know, like Scal said, he might have went to him and just said, listen, you got to trust your other teammates. You do your thing, trust them. And the only way to beat this team right now is for those guys that he trusts, have an off night.
You know
George Hill.
Well, I hate
whatever,
to be...
All these other, yeah. Guys not shooting the ball well, whatever
it
is.
I hate to be less than positive about Al, because I'm not sure basketball guys do that, but I'm going to bring up game one.
Basketball guys can pretty much do anything they want.
They will strip you of your license.
Everybody
don't
thought,
you get out of line.
Everybody thought that Al was just incredibly defensive player in that first game against Giannis. Wasn't a big part of it the fact that they had that three-man wall and Milwaukee couldn't hit the three-point shot? That so you were able to collapse and protect
slow down.
The paint.
Easy. You're at risk.
Well, now there's
the red light's going
on.
Warning.
The alert just went out to all the other basketball guys.
So when Milton starts hitting three-pointers and guys hit threes,
let me ask
they
you,
open
though,
up the paint. It's one-on-one.
What's more annoying? The basketball guy who, you know, played youth basketball, high school basketball, maybe intramurals.
Somehow got a press pass.
Played in the over 40 league.
Loves basketball, got a podcast, found a press pass. Like
gotta
you
have
said.
A podcast.
Or the guy that plays in the men's league for 35 years, has played hockey his whole life and knows all about goaltending. Dude, you can't butterfly that shot right there. That's an open five hole all the time, I'm telling you, dude. You drop an elbow sometimes, play with your head up. When you come across the middle of the ice, you don't play with your head up. That happens in hockey, dude. I've been doing it for 35 years, played down in Hingham, played with Fitzy, Jonesy, and Smitty. I'm telling you, you can't freaking do it.
That guy bugs me more. Hockey. This is the NHL.
So which guy?
Because that guy thinks his sport is tougher, and they're just just by the nature of the sport, he feels like his sport is tougher. Therefore, he's tougher, right? Because basketball guys are soft and they whine. Yeah, that's what it is. So that guy bugs me twice as much because those guys leave. They go to Applebee's. And they start some stuff with some other middle-aged white guys.
Yeah.
And it becomes a big fight.
So he annoys you more than like the 28-6-year-old who is not
like the guy that
the
called
game?
Up today who said he was not only was he a great defender, he was a great dribbler.
And he scored 32.
Oh, no, 40. No, I think 40? He said 30 to 40. Yeah. It depended. That was his window, 30
Why is there
40.
No men's league in the NBA? We don't get that guy. I mean, basketball. We don't get that guy. I've been playing basketball my whole life, dude. I've been playing 30 years. I play in a men's league down in Somerville.
Now, I don't want to keep the obvious, but obviously.
Here's another one. All right, so we keep hearing this stuff about Kyrie is not
every
a number
Tuesday
one.
Night down the rec center.
he's where's the football players too? There's no real men's league for flag football.
It's flag football.
Yeah, but still, you don't hear those guys. Nah, they know better.
But you,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they
flag
know
football,
better.
It's a different game.
Yeah, every Saturday, I play a great run. Yeah. Good game down at Danforth Gym.
So there's all this. We keep talking about Kyrie's not a number one. Not a number one. So. Other than LeBron and whoever, okay, you can't use LeBron in this discussion. Give me a championship team that didn't have two guys
or
that
three.
Were the centerpiece.
How about three?
I'll just give you two. I mean, three may be a little harder.
No,
I'm just giving you
hard.
Two.
I don't think it's hard at all.
So just give me some championships, basketball championship teams that only had one guy. Oh, sorry, only had one guy. Okay. That's a better question. None.
So you can't
name
give
me
you,
one.
So can I give you the guy?
Can you name me some basketball guy?
No,
because a basketball guy can name me.
I will tell you this. I think you're right. I think you need two and maybe three guys to be able to do it. Okay, three guys.
But never one.
Right, never one. One guy's not going to win it in basketball.
What does it matter if you're one or one A? So it's LeBron. It's whoever. It's Shaq. It's Kobe. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but the biggest failure you've had on this team so far, and I know people keep on saying, well, it's not his fault because he was injured. We're now two seasons into this injury right now, so I don't know what the expiration date is when we can actually criticize him. It's Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be that guy. He's your wing scorer. He's the guy that you're supposed to feed off of Kyrie. And if you've got him going, are you telling me that they're going to be able to defend Kyrie the way they're defending him right now?
No, it's a totally different outcome.
You think when these 28-year-old basketball guys get together and play in the gym together and they got headbands on and they're just doing nothing but setting screens.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, pick and roll. When he comes off, you got to pop. When he comes at you, you got to roll. Let's go. Take away the baseline. Let's go. Bring it in to me. Now, Pop, you got to read the defense. Where's the help defense? They don't play pickup basketball. It's all fun.
You know what I like?
Dribble. Bring it over.
That's
Steridor.
You know what I like?
He's mixing his impressions.
Mismatch. Play the mismatch. What are you doing? Smarten up. Let's go. Hey, when you... you got to take the ball. Take the ball. Take the fast break. Get in the middle of the court. You see the court better. Move the ball. Let's move the ball to the other corner. Let's go. Fundamental.
This is the guy that I like. In the pickup warrior, the weekend warrior guy.
Oh, I hate
when
that
he gives,
guy at the
when
gym.
He gives you a pass.
Dude, stop playing defense.
He gives you a pass and he starts running back on defense, but he gives you that point like, hey, you did a good job.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you were aware that I was going, hey, you did a good job.
They slap the floor.
He shuffles back. He kind of just shuffles back nice and slow. All right, and he claps his hands. Okay, let's go. Yeah, right, he turns into his territory. Gives you the point. Hey, you saw the pick move, right? You saw me dish, right? You saw that I saw. We saw it at the same time. We're on the same page.
A lot of little things.
A lot of game left, man.
They slap the floor playing defense, and there's nothing more annoying than the guy that actually goes all out defensively in a pickup game.
Yeah, it's the wrong game for you,
dude,
man.
Lighten up.
The wrong game.
Lighten up.
We're serious about our stuff here.
Until he pulls a hammy, you know, midway in the second quarter.
Oh, yeah. His Achilles snapped. He's the guy that's wearing a boot for 6 months because he thought he was, like, you know, 20.
And then afterwards, it's good run. Good run.
Hey, you guys, did your heart rate go up? Your heart rate go up? I'm sweating like crazy, man. Who wants to go grab a beer?
I know you didn't shoot the ball well here, but I'm telling you, you made the right pass. You took the right shots. You didn't force anything. Very proud of you. Very fundamentally sound day.
Dude, tell me, this doesn't happen. They don't do the team huddle, right? In between, like, there's
no
foul
question.
Shots. Hey, you guys, bring it in. Are we really going to hug it out?
When they shoot
Are we
going to
get
throw?
In a circle?
When they shoot
it
a free throw?
Don't touch me. We're all sweaty and gross. Get away from me.
When they shoot the free throw, they leave the line to give them the handshake.
Yeah, everybody gets it. Let me touch everybody.
Yeah, shake that
boy.
Yeah,
they touch everybody.
And the guy behind me, they just leave the arm back there and he hits it.
Yeah, you touch it. It's like a baton.
So if the Celtics lose tonight, we don't have the traditional line where everybody gets in line like in the NHL.
Oh, I wish they did.
But will he walk off 10 seconds before the thing is over?
Does
tonight?
The shirt come off?
Does the shirt come off?
Symbolism. That's a sign.
Does he do the ball pierce?
That is
shirt
a sign.
Come off? He might. Yeah. All right, let's take a couple more Celtics calls. Then we're going to hear from Brad Marchand, who talked today.
Huh?
Yes, he did. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game one between the Bruins and the Hurricanes. We'll take a couple more of these Celtics calls. Here's DJ in Jamaica Plain. DJ.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, DJ?
So I'm definitely not a basketball guy.
Mm.
But from what I've seen so far is there's two things that I think that needs to for the Celtics to win. One is Giannis can score 40 points. In today's NBA, you can't stop him. They're going to give him fouls. They have to focus on strong perimeter defense. Those guys, the rest of those guys, cannot get clean looks at the three-point shots. And then on the Celtics side, offensively, they're just shooting up way too many bad threes. I think it was maybe the third quarter of the last game. It seemed like Stevens might have made a conscious effort to tell these guys to come out no threes. And it was about four or five possessions in a row where they took the ball to the hole. They have to focus on that.
They can't, though. They can't in this series, DJ. They can't take the ball to the hole. They can't.
What they can't?
I disagree with you. They can't penetrate the lane. They're trying desperately, but this team is too big. When they put Lopez down there, Mirotić, and they've already got the Greek freak down there, you can't penetrate. They need to hit three-point shots. There's their game. So what they do is
I would love
West
to be a three-point shooting team, but we're not.
They are.
Oh, did you just get rid of DJ?
What's that?
I felt like that was a battlefield commission. He became a basketball guy.
Really?
He went back and forth with another basketball guy.
You need his address.
I felt like he he held his own.
I don't think that lets you in the club.
He made decent points.
Really? Well, you need his
address. He obviously, obviously watches the games.
Yeah, we'll send him a diploma.
Well, he's seen one of them.
A game.
But do you agree? I mean, you can't, what you have to do is you have to drive in the lane to kick out, which is what the Celtics do. And if you do that and they collapse in the paint, maybe you're going to get an open three, but you got to make the threes.
Yes.
You got to make them.
Drive, kick,
but
one of the keys to the game, actually.
Is it one of the keys
making
to
your shots?
But I would say this Milwaukee takes far more dumb three-point shots than Boston does. Is that fair? Washburn have that in the list?
I think they take
more. I do. And yet, it doesn't make a difference.
Define dumb.
A few seconds on the shot clock. The clock is...
It just started. They shoot it early.
I would say when the runs start, that's when you see extremely dumb three-pointers from the Celtics.
It's a dumbass shot by me.
Because it is just like, it's getting away from us. I better hit a three. Oh, no, I missed one. Now we're down seven.
One of my keys.
I better get away. I got to hit this three, get back into it, down four. Oh, I missed it, down 10. And next thing you know, 2.5 minutes later, you're down 14.
Yeah. Here's Rich. Rich is in North Providence. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rich.
It's almost like an anomaly that we won game one in relation to the next three games. It's like, why didn't they sort of like package that in a way and move on and play like they did in game one and games two, game three, and four?
Because the opposition figured it out, and they changed up, and they're doing things differently now. They made adjustments. So it was more of what Milwaukee was not doing, and they made adjustments.
Right. New York wants to perhaps get Kyrie and Kevin Durant. What about, I'm just thinking, there's the big guy with the Pelicans. But what about...
You're not a basketball guy. You're not. Hang up on him. No, sorry, Rich. Only basketball guys. The guy down in New Orleans. What
the
are you talking about? The big guy down in New Orleans.
He said he knew
basketball
the Pelicans.
Guys. He knew the Pelicans. Who that is?
I tell you what. Our show.
Yes.
You better be prepared.
Yes.
To talk some serious hoops.
Right. You can't just guesstimate and make up names.
No. Yeah. No. We
basketball
are breaking
guys.
This
no.
Matter of fact,
next caller will have to run down the entire roster of the New Orleans Pelicans. If you don't know it, we hang up.
Embarrassing.
On you. Simple as that. Here's Ryan. Ryan's calling from Hawaii.
Hey, aloha!
Aloha, guys.
What's up, Ryan?
It means hello and goodbye.
I'm not the most basketball guy. I'm a little bit of a basketball guy.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll see.
Passable. What my question is, and I'm going to give it up to the basketball guys here. So when I watch these games, the defense isn't abysmal most of the time. It's salvageable. But the Celtics will sometimes get up 9, 10, 11 points, and the Bucks shoot a lot of threes. They shoot a ton of threes. And they'll get back into it by driving in, kicking it out, shooting a wide open three. Giannis, best player in the NBA, bar none, obviously. But if you're up 10 points, you have excellent switching defense on the outside. Say, you're not going to get back in this game with threes. We're not going to allow it. We're going to keep your percentage under 20% from three. You're not going to make them. You need to beat us. You need to make up 10 points with just Giannis. That is your option. Now, he's a great player, but I don't think that he can make up 10, 11, 12 points. What they're not going to get 8 stops in a row if they're not making threes. And they're going to get frustrated.
Hold on, Glenn. Ryan?
Uh-oh.
Congratulations.
Using Bradford's
horn. Even though you screwed up Giannis's name, we're going to give you a point anyways. You are now officially a basketball guy from Hawaii.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Congratulations.
Those are Bradford's horns.
You can now call any show and talk basketball.
Would you do me a favor?
Because you
destroy
watch the games,
horns.
Ryan.
Destroy them.
Good job, Ryan.
Excellent
destroy
job.
Destroy them. They should not be on the radio. All right, Ryan, thank you very much for the phone call. But it doesn't make a difference if Giannis or Giannis is out of the game and Middleton's out of the game as well, and you get outscored 22-13. What difference does it make? We can sit here and talk all we want. Washburn can break it down. What do you do to stop Giannis? But what do you do when Giannis and Middleton are both sitting on the bench? What do you do then?
I don't know. Gilroy calls him Giannis. Maybe we should strip him of his title.
He may suspend him.
I can tell you this.
Maybe we should suspend him.
I'm Greek. I'm Greek.
That's true.
And speak the language fluently.
Mm-hmm.
And I can
say...
And I can tell you, it's a silent G.
Antetokounmpo.
That's how we do it in Athens. In Athens, we, you know.
You're like kindred spirits.
It's like this. It's Giannis. Giannis. It's got to get it in the top.
Really? It's Grody?
Giannis.
We need Smarless.
Got to get it up there. Brad Marchand, remember he was doing the one-word answers?
I do. Yes.
So today, he sat down and talked with the media. Who was it? Hags, right? So Hags was the one that stepped up to the podium and just tried to see if he could get a little bit more out of Marshy.
We'll talk about round three.
You're not going to talk about that?
No, not today. We're on to round three.
I love the basketball guy thing.
We're on to round three.
He's doing Bill Belichick now.
Can we do hockey guy now?
He's doing Bill Belichick.
What's the key from a coach standpoint to a game like this? Just one game at a time.
We're on to round three.
And that's Kyrie's doing the exact same thing today.
We should have said, but he, yeah, I know, but he should have said Carolina. We're on to Carolina.
Yeah, but we're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, that would have been.
Should have done it.
You know,
it's not
actually,
true, Bill. That's not true, Bill. That's kind of stealing Bill's act without, you know, trying to fake it out.
Jesus, right. He still screwed it up.
Yeah.
So I did make an attempt and to call some of our friends down south.
Oh, you tried to prank some phone calls.
Well, yeah, I thought I'd make an attempt.
Carolina. In Raleigh. Attempt. He was going to Raleigh,
yes,
market.
Because it just...
They're not ready for Chuck.
I don't think they are either.
They are not ready for Chuck.
What's funny is listening to them talk about hockey with that southern accent.
What's wrong with
feel like
what's wrong
it
with
just,
that?
Just, it
be
feels
very
like
judgmental.
They should be talking about, I don't know, Clemson or... You know,
farming
Alabama.
Crops? What are you talking about?
No, you know, basketball.
I'm like Neo. Like, we can see him.
It just is odd.
So what happened? You tried and they didn't take your phone call? I don't think they have live programming.
No, they do. They do. The guy kept me on hold, and he was real suspicious. He's like, "Where'd you hear about us?" And I was like, "Oh, I got a friend in Charlotte."
I wonder why he was suspicious.
Hey, how you doing?
What did you do? I'm coming through town selling medical sales.
I was Lou was sitting there trying to coach me. I was like, "Now listen, don't go full Chuck right off the bat."
Lou's the squeaky voice.
What Nashville? Nashville. Bill, go right ahead.
But if he's just like, hey, I want to talk about the Bruins. Carolina don't got a chance. You know, the Whalers. You guys. Instead, it's like, hey, how you doing?
That would have been your perfect entree into it. You should have said, I'm a Whaler fan. I'm calling from Connecticut. I live in Massachusetts, but I'm originally from Hartford. I'm an old Whaler fan. I am so excited that we are back again, and we got an opportunity to win the Cup.
That's not really my style.
That would have been it.
Hey, I'm calling because...
Okay, thanks for the call, Chris. Really.
See, that's not really my style.
You could have had in the background. You could have been,
still open.
You could have been playing this music in the background.
I'm going to try again tomorrow.
And you could have called... This is what you want to play
this music
in the background. All right, we'll set it up for you.
That's sour
in the
shoes.
Background.
I can't play this in the background.
That won't tip him off that his phone call has production to it.
I know. It's like I'm playing a keyboard. I mean, that's good. I'm usually fly by the seat of my pants type of crank caller, you know?
And then test his hockey knowledge. What is icing? In Raleigh, what is icing?
It's funny that when we were researching this prank call, the owner of this team, remember? The owner of this team, the same owner that invested in the AAF.
Oh, yeah.
Same guy.
Yeah. That didn't go so well. No.
No, it didn't. Now the AAF is having all these problems. People are suing. Vendors getting pissed off.
Yeah.
So, no, we have a lot of material. We just got to get through. It's a streaming show. They don't really... It's not like they're on the radio.
You just blew your cover, though.
They're not listening.
There's no chance.
So is there a shot? They have no idea. They don't know who we are.
So you're going to try this again tomorrow?
I am. One more time.
So did they talk really about the Hurricanes in Charlotte?
The guy promised me. I said, hey.
Or is it just a Raleigh thing?
You guys on Raleigh. I was like, you guys on a hockey team? I was like, no, we talk hockey.
It's Barbara, Chuck's wife.
Damn right we talk hockey. We're a hockey town. That must be the most pathetic hockey town in the history of hockey towns, right? Raleigh, North Carolina? How did that happen?
Because there's nothing else to do.
How desperate was the NHL to find a city for
a
team?
Nashville's a big hockey town. There's nothing else.
But Nashville's got things going on. People go there for... It's like Vegas almost now.
Yeah, you go to the hockey game and then you go drinking.
I know, but Raleigh, North Carolina? How many flights can you get into Raleigh? Am I even saying Raleigh right?
Raleigh.
I don't even know.
Raleigh?
I feel like I'm saying it R-A. Like,
is this supposed to be Raleigh?
Raleigh. You got to say it like a southerner.
Oh,
y'all come from Raleigh? Got me a pack of Winstons. Who wants a free pack of Winstons?
If you call down, you should do a southern. You should do a southern Big O.
That's the race coming through here.
Do a southern Big O.
Wait, a southern Big O?
You are all over again. You're a big boy.
Give You boys.
You are
they
already
stole my moonshine.
You're already stereotyping those people down there.
I don't think y'all can come up here, and I don't think y'all can come up here and beat my Bruins. I'm telling you. I know more Tyler McAvoy. He's out for a while. Yeah, he's going to be back in China. Gonna
on him?
Gonna drop the hammer on you. On y'all.
Different.
See, that's a good Southern. Bless your heart.
Bless sweetheart. Your heart.
That's an actually really good Southern Ordway. That's
you
a good
need
Southern,
Southern Ordway.
Ordway. I can't do Southern Ordway. It turns into just.
Well, you can do Northern Ordway.
I can just do Ordway. What's better is when he does Ordway.
I'm so sick of the Dukes.
Let me do Ordway right now. Want to give away a couple tickets to the Bruins game tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Bruins and those Raleigh-Durham Hurricanes coming up tomorrow.
Get my tickets.
We're going to take the ninth caller right now.
I'll go up north and see those Yankees.
Ninth caller.
Take my moonshine.
And 617-931-0937. He's going to be
how
suspended.
How many NASCAR hats are you think you're going to see?
He's going to be suspended tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what racer you support?
No, they have NASCAR game
jerseys. I'm an Earnhardt guy.
Ninth caller right now, 617-931-0937. You win a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on the Carolina Hurricanes. Game one, third round playoffs tomorrow night over at the TD Garden. The Bruins have advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals. You can experience the excitement of 2019 Bruins playoffs. It's all presented by Beth Israel Lahey Health. Get your tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins, or you can call this number right now and be the ninth caller at 617-931-0937, and you win a pair of tickets to the
why?
Game.
The car is flying again.
Why can't you catch him?
Enos isn't doing his job.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
If you called down, you should do a Southern. You should do a Southern Big O.
There's a race coming through here.
Do a Southern Big O.
Wait, a Southern Big O?
You are so good. They stole my moonshine all over again.
You're Duke boys. You are
and
already.
They stole my moonshine. Y'all can come up here, and I don't think y'all can come up here and beat my Bruins. I'm telling you. I know more Tyler McAvoy. He's out for a while.
Yeah,
he's going to be back in China. Gonna
on
gonna drop the hammer on you. On y'all.
See, that's good Southern medicine. No,
bless your heart.
He's going to be back in game two.
He's going to be good.
Real soon. Game two.
He's going to be good.
It's Raleigh and Durham, right? Is it Raleigh, Durham, or Durham, Raleigh? Raleigh, Durham?
That's a good question.
Durham, Raleigh?
What how many it? NASCAR races are there?
Why do you do this? See, you stereotype to people there.
This
you
is
know?
Not a stereotype.
The Winstons and the no teeth. And
you're
you
back
did all
Salem's.
That already. Exactly.
Is it really stereotyping saying that they like NASCAR?
They do like NASCAR. They get yourself some barbecue, get yourself a shoulder.
See, you're throwing the barbecue in there, too.
Yeah. You want to read the tweet about the fans in North Carolina
yeah,
and their team?
The people in Charlotte, we've got a couple of texts here.
Charlotte's uptown.
Charlotte.
They don't and follow it, us it, down here in Raleigh.
That's what they're saying. They don't follow the Hurricanes at all in Charlotte.
Nobody cares.
Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks
it's a
about the radio.
State.
So you can't call if you're going to prank call. You can't call a Charlotte
they
station.
They promised me.
Because they're
going to
sit there and say, what is a Hurricane?
You know, maybe they're lying.
What is
this,
the Weather Channel?
They promised me that they talked hockey. And I was okay. Yeah. I'll hold on.
Raleigh
and
Durham.
Then, sure enough, they talked basketball.
Raleigh Durham.
And then football. Wait, were
you ever
been
to Raleigh Durham?
Raleigh
or Durham?
I have no idea. What college is in Raleigh?
Would Lou say NC State?
NC State.
Is that true?
No. Where's Wake Forest?
I have no idea.
Durham.
Durham's UNC and Duke.
No idea. Give me another city. Anybody know where the frickin' A Wake Forest and NC State play?
Wake Forest is in the Winston-Salem.
Nice. I've been there.
Yeah,
I've been there.
In Raleigh, right?
For butts.
Hey, right, nailed it.
Cigarette
okay.
run.
All right.
Did
I've
a cigarette
there.
Run, right?
Yeah.
Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
My good old days back on the track.
Chapel Hill.
Right. Yeah, nobody cares.
So you're done ridiculing the people down there?
What are you talking about? Yeah. I do think that
you should do it.
Southern Glenn should be like in the top five of greatest accents ever.
The Duke boys.
Southern Glenn is, I don't know if Southern Glenn is maybe my Southern favorite. Glenn
just Boss Glenn Hogg up. Comes out of nowhere.
No, Southern Glenn is Glenn. It's talking about an accent.
It's the only accent if you can you do anymore. It's the only one management will allow you to do.
No.
Management has told you one impression.
About Lou.
You got Ordway North, Ordway South, Ordway West, Ordway East.
I don't have an Ordway West.
And by the way, international, you don't have Ordway International.
I'm giving Lou credit for a Southern Lou.
My kid, I stole my moonshot all over again.
Lou's Southern Glenn is pretty good.
People. Wait till these people from Raleigh
he's pretty good.
Durham come up here. Lou's, the TD Garden
what do you think they're
going to
do?
What are you talking about?
Do you think Raleigh, North Carolina,
Quincy Market,
Hurricane fans? I mean, listen, who do we have on here? Was it Cherry? Don Cherry? Who the hell was it?
Yeah, he's not.
He is not a fan
he's
of the Hurricanes.
Canadian. No, he hates
no,
them.
No,
he's because they're jerks. See, I never had any problem.
Jerks.
Did you have any problem with what they did, the little celebration after?
No, I don't know at all.
What's wrong with
but
that?
He's not a hockey purist. He's not a
These
hockey
guys,
guy.
To yeah. me,
Who is
are
it?
Jerks. You have to do this in the National. They're still not drawn. This is to me, and I'll tell you one thing. They better not do this in the playoffs. What I don't understand is Brendan Moore is a street shooter. He always was. This is a joke. The rest of the guys, young
That's
men expressing themselves for joy of winning. You don't do this thing in the net. It's professional hockey.
This guy is out of his mind.
I love him. He's the
He's
best.
He's out of his mind. He's
you don't best. Do this thing in the net. It's professional hockey.
He's not rational, but I love him. They're not doing it during the playoffs, by the way.
No.
They've been very respectful.
So is that what they're expressing themselves?
So do you want them to be? What was wrong with this?
What's wrong with it? I loved it. So if you don't know what
but
they would do.
Hockey fans don't like
they
it.
They would have a different theme. Like, so they come out and they thank the crowd and they do the sticks and the whole works. And then they would do some little skit
one
like
they
would do a baseball game.
And
right?
they rolled out a basketball.
Yeah. A basketball. Yeah.
And they actually
basketball
did a basketball.
Guys, yeah.
Guy set a screen and then he actually dunked it.
Yes.
See, but here's the thing. So real hockey baseball. Fans, hockey guys don't like that.
Being a fish
hockey
in the water.
But hold on, how is it?
Hockey guys don't like it.
Am I at risk of losing?
Yeah,
warning,
I don't really
warning.
Want the hockey guy thing. I don't want that one. You can have it.
How is that any different from firing a dumbass cannon after you win a game?
Well, it's patriotic. It's different. There's a lot of America. In a hockey guy.
Oh boy, you're going to go
a
home.
A lot of your poor
hockey fans.
You got their camouflage hat.
Tonight,
how many camouflage hats with Bruins symbols are you going to see?
But so the Hurricanes actually is pretty, I guess, playing off of Don Cherry. They had like their stadium, it's like the white seats or whatever, but they put like red. So basically, they look down on it and it just says jerks. In their stands.
That's creative.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, like a bunch of jerks.
That's bless their heart.
Yeah, I like God that. Bless their heart.
I like that. Why not? Play with the theme. If somebody's going at you like that.
Is that enough for them to win? I mean, because that usually dies out. That usually wears out.
No. But I think they're going to be better than people are already writing them off in this city. Because you look at the remaining teams and what do you say, right? The Bruins are the best remaining team. How about that game last night in double overtime? Unbelievable.
I thought it was going to go forever.
That was a good one.
Ben
right,
Bishop, 52 saves. Did you stay up for that one?
What was I watching
double
last
overtime?
Night? Hold on. What was I watching?
52 saves.
There's a new show
ben
on
Bishop.
Netflix called All American.
How
it's
is
actually
that?
Old.
Is any good?
It's awesome.
Is it?
It is. Very.
Right.
I recommend it.
The
Bachelor. No, The Bachelor's starting next week.
I hate it when you recommend shows and then I go through like two episodes and then I hate it.
Watch it. You'll like this show.
You were watching Talking Baseball last night?
Talking Baseball?
What is that?
I was watching NHL Tonight.
What is that?
Oh, was that
your show?
It's basically the baseball show. It's just
different name.
Yeah, we do 11 o'clock on game night.
So what do you talk about?
Baseball.
Oh, okay.
You talk about Bradford calling his shot? Calling J.D. Martinez his shot?
No.
Anybody else know that he was like, things that I never thought would be attributed to Rob Bradford?
Yeah.
One, being a good basketball player. That's one. Two, a genius.
Really?
Yeah. Do we have that?
For making the call that J.D.'s going to hit a homer tonight?
Do you give him credit for making that call?
Were you here to listen to Rob Bradford predict that J.D. Martinez would homer in this
tough.
Game?
It's tough to do.
Put the money down.
I was like, what?
It's going to happen. And he drives it deep to left center. Rob Bradford, you might be a genius. It's back to the wall. It's gone. It's a two-run shot for J.D. Martinez.
How happy was Rob when that
I
happened?
I predict that Chris Sale will strike someone out tonight.
I think he's going to be right. I'm betting on Lou.
What are you talking about?
I mean, come on, hold on. Step up to the plate and tell me that Jackie Bradley Jr. is going to hit a home run, and then I'll call Rob Bradford a genius.
That guy's awful.
Okay, guy's betting 150.
That guy's awfully quiet now, isn't he?
Oh, he's awful.
He doesn't talk at all anymore.
Jackie Bradley Jr. is awful.
Listen, in a game,
he actually made a catch, though.
He's been in how many bad slumps over the years. This is the worst.
You know,
by
I was
far.
Just looking at it. I think last year was June 23rd. He was hitting .175.
He's down to 147.
I mean, that was that. But that June 23rd.
He dropped a bunt last night, though.
In a game where nobody bunts anymore.
I'm surprised they didn't say, listen, lean in and take it on the shoulder.
Top of the fourth.
But if you go out there and pretend you was going to butt, I think it's going to mess with your mind.
But if you're Cora, what else do you do? What? You know he can't hit. There's two guys on. Move the runners up. It's an automatic out anyway.
I personally,
be a productive automatic out.
As bad as he's been, I wouldn't butt him in the fourth. You know, maybe the seventh, I get it, but the fourth inning?
He sucks. He can't
hit
a lick. The fourth
inning?
Yes.
Holy
I'll do it. Excuse me. I'll do it in the first inning.
It just speaks to where he is, and more importantly, where Alex thinks he is.
Absolutely. He's done. And he's not even making great catches
this
year.
They're throwing cookies right down the middle.
He made one last night.
Oh, did he? I didn't stay for that.
When
was that? When was that? I left on the fourth inning.
He and Mookie went back to back.
After he bunted, I thought my night was done. This hour of the program is being brought to you by Rhino Shield. We have last calls coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch they come.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Could be last call for the Celtics, huh?
Could be.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or carsforkids.com. Just a note, if anybody's wondering, the AAF there, that stupid football league failed. You were mentioning the owner of the Hurricanes, and he was a big donor of that, put money into it. And Vince McMahon, obviously, is running the XFL. It failed miserably the first time. But Vince feels the second time around, even though he's going to have people that nobody know who they are, all right, he's figured
it's
out.
Gonna work.
He's got an angle, and the angle is he will not be testing for marijuana.
So you can smoke pot and play.
You can play stoned. So it's okay.
Is that going to get better players?
Well, it's going to be more entertaining.
Well, you won't lose the
us.
Good players that you have.
Well, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, are there great players out there that, like, refuse to play in a league where they test for marijuana? Like, okay, we're not going to test. So all the great players, come on out.
Yeah. You're going to make, like, $50,000, you know, a year.
Can now, you smell marijuana?
Now, if they give out free weed.
Yeah.
That'd be different.
No, this
but
is...
But they got weed for everybody.
What's wrong with that? It might be more interesting to have a bunch of stone guys out there on the field. You're going to have a big buffet when the game's over, though.
No, this is like a pilot program for the NFL. Let Vince McMahon, you know, try all these different rules, these different way of playing the football, different, you know, testing policies. Let the guys smoke weed. They're doing it anyways.
Okay. All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's going to, by the way, the XFL, and I thought it was going to make it the first time. Might have been the worst take I've ever taken in my life. But I think it's going to fail miserably this time. It's one season and out. That's it. It's one season and out. Hey, do you remember Super Bowl week? We all did our keys. You know, we shook our keys, and we all did our keys for the Super Bowl game.
Score more points than the other team?
That's that important. Was one of them. That was
important. Don't turn it over. Don't turn it over.
Play good defense.
Keys, yes, always keys. But all three of us, we're kind of laughing at the fact that the national media was making a big, huge deal about Rams coach Sean McVay.
Genius.
Not that we don't think he could be a nice coach down the road, but remember his memory of play calls, and everybody said, oh, my God.
That's
awesome. He remembers stuff or whatever.
Yeah. Be you, man.
He did an interview with Sports Illustrated, and he's basically admitted that he screwed up. He went overboard. He overanalyzed every game the Patriots played last season, including the playoffs. Their previous two Super Bowls, a total of 20 games. Here's the quote. You see stuff that worked in, say, week three, but you forget about the amount of stuff that's taken place since week three. You can watch so much film that you lose perspective. He lost perspective. He blames himself. He overstudied for this thing and blew it up.
I can't wait to just see what their plan is.
Yeah, of course, because you had 50 million different options of it.
Yeah, but this is a guy that actually admitted afterwards that he didn't make adjustments. He didn't have stuff ready for what the Patriots brought him. Now he's admitting he watched too much film. He was a freaking mess.
Yeah.
Sean McVay choked.
So with all that smarts and all this genius tag associated with him, he really is stupid. This is like analysis by paralysis or whatever that whole saying is. You overdid it. You spent too much time on it. You overthought every last move. You're so bright. It was. I'm not surprised. I mean, first time in the Super Bowl. I mean, next time we'll see if he gets there again. He'll probably everybody gets the day off.
The boy genius.
But do you remember that week they were calling him the boy genius, and we're sitting there going, this is a huge advantage. Belichick has done this before. He's been in these situations. He knows when stuff is down. He knows how
to deal
with the week. Right. And McVay is now admitting that the week was a little bit too much.
Hold on,
for him.
Before you get
too
to this, and to think him. That if Brandon Cooks makes that catch. Maybe he's still a smart guy. Maybe he's still a bright genius. Maybe it's a different outcome.
But he didn't.
My God, they're making that play.
So he said next time around, he won't watch anything. He'll just show up for the game totally unprepared.
Yeah.
And just roll the ball out there and see what
good
happens.
For him.
2 minute
good
offense
for him.
The whole time.
Hey, might have a problem with your Lakers. And Ty Lue, apparently the negotiations, according to Woj says they have reached an impasse without a deal. What is going wrong there?
The Lakers stink!
It is simple. The Lakers and LeBron want Ty Lue. Ty Lue is balking at this? What are we talking about?
What if Ty Lue knows?
Get on the Lakers.
It's about money. And Ty Lue knows that LeBron wants him. So he wants more money.
Wow.
I would sit there.
I know that he wants me, so therefore you're going to give me more. You're not going to pay me as a cheap little head coach.
What if, so we're all basketball guys, we can what if till the cows come home. What if LeBron James said to his buddy Tyronn Lue, listen, I ain't staying here anyways.
Ooh.
We don't got a shot. We'll catch you around the bend.
We'll catch you around the way.
Maybe you do not want to come here.
Maybe he's coming to Boston.
They can't get anybody.
He's coming to Boston.
Who? LeBron James?
Yeah, he's coming to Boston. Let's start that rumor. Why not?
I have a feeling if Kyrie Irving goes anywhere, if he goes anywhere, it's going to be some weird, random place that nobody saw that everybody assumed he wouldn't do because he's just nutty enough to do it. It would be reuniting with LeBron James.
All right, we're going to have a lot of Celtics stuff, obviously, tomorrow.
Win game tonight.
Or lose. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Easiest bet ever.
You call it tomorrow. We give you three options of something that we'll talk about that's a little bit different. We do it at 3:30. You can vote at OMF at WEEI. What is yours this week?
I think I have a topic that every man can relate to.
So women can't. So you tell women to not listen to our show.
Men in the world,
right?
Especially men who are married with and with kids, you can relate to this.
Good.
I'm going to explain to you why Mother's Day is the worst day of the year.
I like this.
And why I hate Mother's Day
with
a passion.
Oh, good. He's going to really piss off
some people. So we just have one then? Because I wouldn't mind jumping into that.
You jump
I don't know
that?
About you, but listen,
I'll jump into that.
I don't know if we do this or not. Maybe if it sparked other people, but I never got a chance to talk about mine last week.
Your stupid bag.
What was yours?
Paper bags at this grocery stores. And the reason why I need to bring it back is because my bag broke.
Again?
Yeah, and everything fell, including like a bottle of wine.
A bottle of wine?
Yeah, Rochefort, yeah.
Was it Crown, though?
No.
It wasn't a total loss.
No, that fan was Crown. It'd be on my arm. I'm just saying, like, it is getting to the point where I can't take it anymore.
Oh.
Brown bags with either horrible handles that break all the time or no handles.
Okay. All right.
See, mine is a simple one because I think yours is good. I want Twitter to suspend me. They're suspending everybody right now. Please, I want Twitter. Please. How do I get suspended? I should ask you. You're a suspension expert. I want to get suspended by Twitter. Suspend me.
All right, so how do you get suspended on Twitter? Okay, fine. All right.
We'll be here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The game's coming up next. Goodbye.
We suck.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.